Now, you might have heard about the My Health Record System. It's run by the government and it collects all sorts of health information about you. The idea is that at the touch of a button, a health professional anywhere can pull up all your health information. They say it'd be great in hospital emergency wards. Now, since 2012, this My Health Record System has been an opt-in system. In other words, you had to tick yes to make it happen. But all that's about to change. The government's about to reverse the situation and opt us all in automatically, without asking you. The only way to avoid it is to specifically opt out before October this year. Now, it's all raised big privacy concerns, not the least of which is the fact your health records could be hacked and sold on the internet. Dr. Bernard Robertson Dunn from the Australian Privacy Foundation, should we be worried about this?
Yes, I believe you should. Most people don't particularly want their health data readily available to anybody other than their health professional.
True.
The government says that there are great controls over your health record information. And to an extent, yes, there are controls, but only from health professionals. The biggest risk is the government itself.
What should we be worried about in all of this?
Well, what the risks and the costs are. And if you go to the government myhealthrecord.gov.au and you look for information on costs and risks, there's none there.
It's all really?
Benefits. Yes. All the government is telling people are the benefits, not the costs and risks.
Now, in the light of the census debacle, can we trust the government to keep this data safe?
That is a complicated question, because the system that stores the data is probably fairly safe. It's on the internet, so it must be vulnerable to hackers. But the problem is that people who log on to the My Health Record, your health professionals, can download the information from the My Health Record, and that's where it becomes vulnerable.
Just how valuable are health records to hackers?
They are the most valuable data that hackers go for.
How so?
Well, if you think of identity theft, you get a lot of information from a health record about the identity of a person, apart from their name, their address, contact details, age, where they were born, potentially, that sort of stuff.
Now, once the government automatically opts everyone in, can you have your health record deleted?
No. The government is very clear about this. If you go to myhealthrecord.gov.au and you look in the privacy policy, which is a strange place to put it, you'll find lots of information about My Health Record, one of which says, if you wish to cancel your record, it will be deactivated. It will stay in the system, but not available to health professionals, until up to 130 years after your birthday.
Up to 130 years.
And the government has said in the Senate that the reason they don't delete your record is in case you wish to reactivate it. I find it difficult to believe that somebody who's dead wants to reactivate their health record.
I'm talking with Dr. Bernard Robertson Dunn from the Australian Privacy Foundation. Let me ask you something personal, Bernard. Are you going to register in this?
Oh, I have a health record.
Really?
Yeah. I decided if I'm going to understand it and criticise it, I need to understand how it works.
Yeah.
There's one document in my health record. I went into hospital for a test. It was an angiogram. And when I finished, they uploaded to My Health Record a document that said, you have a discharge summary. The details are in the attached document. There is no attached document.
God bless you, mate. Thanks so much for talking to us tonight.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to talk to you.